State Senator Leland Christensen is among the Republican candidates hoping to replace Congressman Cynthia Lummis in the U.S. House of Representatives. Lummis announced late last year she would not seek re-election, and it led to a surge of interest in her seat. Christensen has an extensive political background as both a Teton County Commissioner and a state senator. Currently, he chairs the Senate Judiciary Committee. He served as a law enforcement officer for 20 years and in the military for 15. Like many of the candidates, he told me he thinks the Obama administration has hurt Wyoming through regulations, especially the energy industry.
You know, no, I think regulation and cleaning up and improving and doing better is the goal that we all should be looking for. And as we learn and science makes progress, we can raise the bar. However, what we've seen, particularly with the coal industry, it wasn't, in hindsight, it wasn't about raising the bar to improve. It was about a level that was unachievable. And 6 years ago, when I came to the legislature, the idea was we're going to be improving and we're being challenged and we can do this. And within a couple of years, you started to hear the talk that this isn't really achievable anymore. It keeps changing on us. And now, in hindsight, those standards were put together in a way that really not just made it unachievable for the industry, but it also took away the opportunities for financing and for future planning and future leases.
Mm-hmm. Wait, where do you come down on, you know, whether it's global warming or climate change, whatever the name that you prefer is, where do you come down on that? I mean, are there some things we should be doing as a country? And I guess what's where does it get too far for you?
You know, I think we should always be striving to do better, to clean things up, to leave a smaller mark on the land. And we've certainly seen that in Wyoming. But to give mankind the credit for the changes, I think that may be a little ambitious. When you look at the records that have been presented out there for temperature changes, climate changes, and so forth back from the early recordings of American history, what you see is it's not the hottest and it's not the coldest, it's not the driest and it's not the wettest. But weather is always changing and the climate does move back and forth. But regardless of that, I think our goal should always be improving.
Mm-hmm. Leland Christensen visiting with us. He is one of the candidates running for the U.S. House of Representatives. Want to ask you, just staying on this topic about coal, do you see a way to turn things around for this industry?
I do. I think we've got to get back and look at the regulations that have been levied and figure out which ones serve the industry and which ones are designed to shut it down. And then we get out there and start working with other like-minded congressmen around the country, because we're not the only ones experiencing this. And then a lot of those regulations, they actually can reach over and be applied into the gas and oil industry also. And so we build a consensus. We build a group of people that have similar concerns.
This state has spent a lot of money, and I guess maybe I'm a penny pincher, but it sure seems like we've spent a lot of money on clean coal research and that sort of thing. Are you a fan of that? Is that something the state should be involved in? And I ask this in such a way that, is this something we should be pushing Congress or the federal government to be more involved in, because they're going to have bigger research dollars than we are as a state?
You know, if you look at the stabilizing influence that coal has been to electrical generation, the cost and the reliability, I think we need to be very, very careful before we assume that things won't change if we restrict the coal supply. So that opportunity to look at this and try and figure out how to clean things up, how to become more efficient, new uses, I absolutely think we need to be on that track. There's enough energy under the ground that I don't believe for a moment that it's just going to be held forever underground. I think this may be more of a push to change it for a while, and then someone else will jump in. And rather than Wyoming suffering with those waves, I think we need to be at the forefront pushing to keep the conversation common sense and headed for positive outcomes.
State Senator Leland Christensen visiting with us. Again, he's one of the candidates running for the U.S. House of Representatives. This is probably something, a topic near and dear to your heart. You've spent a lot of time, as you mentioned, in the legislature, but also as a Teton County Commissioner and Endangered Species Act. Are you comfortable with what we have right now, or are there changes you'd like to see?
You know, the Endangered Species Act, it's been 25 years, I believe, since it was reauthorized, and so it's really had a good examination. Right now, Wyoming has 23 different plants, animals, or habitats that are on the study list. And if my memory serves me right, we've really only had about a 2% success rate. It's one of those things that's easy to get on and nearly impossible to get out. It's that Hotel California complex. And so I think we need to do better with the Endangered Species Act. Make sure that it's really accomplishing the original mission. But if you can get on it, there needs to be a way you can get off of it. And we've not seen that in Wyoming.
Of the candidates I've spoken to, we've got a range of answers on that. Some people would like to gut it. Some people like to start from scratch. Some people think there are reforms. I guess where do you come down on this?
I think there's great opportunity for improvement. None of us want to be at the helm when we lose a species. But when you see some of the extreme examples and how they're being used for a political agenda, that's where I think it's strayed, gone off course, and we need to bring that back.
Why don't I ask you to change gears a little bit and talk a little bit about the Affordable Care Act? And that's one I know up where you live in that part of the state. Lots of discussion, lots of debate on this particular issue. What would you like to see happen there?
The Affordable Care Act, while I will, I'll tell you, I've had friends approach me and say that for the first time, they have insurance and they haven't had it for a long time. The other side of that coin, though, is I think our options have been reduced. The price of health care seems to have gone up across the board and to the point where there are a lot of people, and friends included, that start spitting out numbers that are stunning and you don't know how they can possibly do it. And a number of them have just said, we're checking out. And whether they're getting their health care in foreign countries, I know some of them do that because of the price and the whole system, the way it's working. We've got to do something different.
Do you get rid of it entirely, or what do you think?
I think at this point, I'm for the repeal. I'm repeal, and we find a way that opens the market up, that gets the free market back in with the competition, more affordable for the individual and for small businesses. If you look at the business mandates and how small businesses are now gaming the system in order to stay in business, you know, by reducing hours. And instead of following a business model, they've followed a model that allows them to survive under Obamacare.
Well, I guess one of the concerns that people do have is if you get rid of the Affordable Care Act, it throws everything into a chaos, and you may have some of your friends, as you talked about, that finally have insurance, losing that insurance. How do you resolve those issues, I guess?
Well, no one said it's going to be easy. But I do believe that when you get together and start working on things like this, you'll find the good resolutions. If you remember back, the whole idea of let's vote on it so we can see what's in it and how it has evolved and the promises that were made, they just don't pan out. And so now to accept that as the norm, I don't think we need to. I think we can do better.
State Senator Leland Christensen, again, he's one of the candidates running for the U.S. House of Representatives. Always nice chatting with you. Thank you for coming in.
It's good to see you, Bob, and we live in a great state. It's good to be here.